Hello everyone, it is Rory here at Eurovision site. We are in Basel now for Eurovision 2025. Can't believe we've actually managed to get here now. It feels like it's just yesterday since everything started. And in this video, we are joined by the absolutely fantastic Marko Bošnjak from Croatia. Dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Kako si?
I'm perfect, and it's so good to see you for the fourth time, I think, that we're speaking. Like, you were following me along the way.
Yeah, literally.
Like, even before Dora, I think we talked. Then
yeah.
We talked during Dora, then at one of the pre-parties, and now we're here in Basel.
It's so crazy.
It's a crazy road.
Yeah, yeah. The journey, and it's fantastic to sort of see you here. It's fantastic.
We made it.
Yes. So obviously now you've had your first rehearsal now. How was it for you to get on the stage? Sort of feel things. How did everything go for you?
Honestly, it's way better than I expected it to go, because it's like the first rehearsal. So we have a saying in Croatia, I believe it's a universal one, where like the first kittens are thrown in the river.
Okay, right. I've never heard
of that.
Okay,
and it's a bit morbid.
Yeah, very sorry to kittens.
But
very
yeah,
sorry, kittens. You know?
Like the first kittens that are born are thrown into the river. That's the Balkan saying. So that was my intention for the first rehearsal, like, it doesn't matter, we're just gonna throw it in the river.
Yeah.
But it was actually surprisingly very good. Like, I was, honestly, I came off that stage and I was like, I think I slayed. No, I knew that I slayed. But then in the viewing room, we're like, wait, why does this actually work? I mean, obviously, there are still some shots that we need to fix, and like, there's still things to improve. But for the first rehearsal, we were more than happy. So I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not out of the game yet.
No, so. Literally. And it's crazy, because I mean, like from the pictures that we've seen so far and everything, like, it's a complete shift from what you had in Dora.
Well, I announced that. I just don't think that anyone was registering it, because
yeah.
I definitely said 100 times everything will be new, from the costumes to the LEDs to the atmosphere to the whole storytelling that we have on stage. Like, everything will be new, and people were like, okay, cool. But nobody, I think that nobody registered that I'm being serious.
But now
when they saw the first photos, the reactions are just so good, and I really was like, okay, just stay calm, stay focused, and, you know,
try not to lose your shit.
Yeah. So I'm really trying my hardest to not lose my shit and to stay focused, and tomorrow to slay the second rehearsal, because you guys will see the clip tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I have to choose a very cool part and then just hope that people like it. But all in all, we are much happier now with what we have than what we had on Dora. So we definitely improved and changed a lot, because I think that's the point, to give people something new and upgraded.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you know, we saw that as well, even in your outfits, for example. Like, you looked fantastic with this kind of draped cape kind
yes.
of thing. Like what was the inspiration for that kind of shift in things? Because obviously, you know, when you had your, like, Dora performance, it was maybe a little bit more, like, kind of witchy a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
so it's kind
yeah.
of a bit of an elevation of that, right?
Yeah, but this is still kind of witchy, or it feels like that to me. Like, I am this villain master,
yeah.
like from the Game of Thrones or something, and I feel very much Targaryen, or, like, you know, Lannister in it.
Woo.
So yeah, King's Landing, you know, is in Croatia, actually.
I mean, Dubrovnik.
Yeah. So yeah, but the thing is, the dancers are like my puppets, like they're my dolls, and I'm this master. I am basically like the evil guy in the story. But the inspiration behind the costume is actually, it has a lot to do with Croatian tradition, because we have this thing called zvončari, mm-hmm. and it's like men who dress up in sheep skin, and then they scare away the bad spirits with bells, and so we took the fur to resemble that, so it has a connection to the Croatian heritage, because in that way, you know, we're chasing away the bad spirits, the bad juju, with the fur, but also with the čipka patterns, and with everything that we have going on here. It's also traditional, like Paška čipka, like with baby lasagna last year, because the designer behind the costume is
the same person.
Yeah. But basically, yeah, I really wanted to feel like a powerful dark lord in the costume.
Wow.
And from like a Tudor period. So I think we got that. I think we passed the vision on.
I think definitely. I mean, it looked fantastic. Sort
Thank
of seeing,
so
I was just there like, this is a moment.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, like, I love fashion. Like, I also did some modeling, and I definitely pulled the fits on the pre-parties as well, and in the interviews. So I really like to look good, and fashion is very important to me, and it's Eurovision, so bring it on.
Come on. Bring on
the fashion game.
This is it. Everyone's going to be watching you. They want to be looking for this kind of fashion look here. This is the perfect opportunity, you know? So kind of then, looking at it then, you know, being in Basel, you know, have you had much of a chance to sort of explore much of the city now? You've been here for a few days.
I already became a local here, because I went out the first day that I came here, and I just saw this guy on the tram station, and I was like, where do cool young alternative people go? And he was like, well, I'm going to a pre-party and then to a party later, but I don't know what to tell you where to go. And he just went inside of the tram, and then I went chasing him, and I was like, I'm just coming with you. And then he took me to this pre-party with like these 20 beautiful people from all over Europe, all over the world. And then I partied with them that night, and then they realized that I'm in Eurovision. So now I have a lot of votes from these people. They will organize a viewing party and vote for me. So I think the best campaigning is just to walk around the street and, you know, like jump people and say like, you gotta vote for me on the 13th of May.
So basically, be very careful, guys, because Marco Bosniak is gonna like pin you down and be like, vote for me, please.
Vote for me, or you get poisoned. So yeah.
Or the poison cake, definitely, And I guess as well, also, have you managed to improve as well, also, on your dead hanging thing as well? Because there was a video that came out when you were trying to do a dead hang in Zagreb, and I think you were lasting about 6 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the pole is that it spins. And it's literally rigged. Like, it exists there to make you feel lame, you know?
Oh, right.
Because, and I was totally not feeling it that morning. And I the interviewer, which is Miro, by the way, I hate him for doing that to me. Oh. Because every time when I come to the show, he's like, you gotta do the thing where you're like, I'm not gonna do that, Miro, because I'm not gonna last more than 5 seconds. And then
you
the third
six,
time,
though.
Yeah, but then the third time that I went, I had to do it. But then I was like, come on, this is rotating. Like, you're scamming me. So we can try later if you want. I can prove to you that I'm stronger than that. But it just, the pole cannot rotate. If it doesn't rotate, that I can, you know, last longer.
Okay. Well, basically then what I'm hearing is that we need to get Marco Bosniak on a pole for longer than
yes,
6 seconds.
Yes. And also, like, I love pole dance. Like, I had so many stripper friends. They taught me all of the best moves. So I'm very good with the pole in this direction, but if it's like this, then I don't know. I'm not that.
So we basically got to make sure that we got to try and get you to the final then, so when you're in Euroclub, then you can get on the pole dancing.
Yes, I think it'd
be great, you know. And but then yeah, so I guess kind of thinking about it, like, now this whole Eurovision experience now for you, obviously it's now starting to sort of reach an end point. I mean,
no.
I know, it's really sad to say, like because obviously, you know, we've got another week or two.
It goes by way too quick.
Yeah.
Way too quick.
Yeah, like, and like, how has it been for you to experience this, and like, what are you going to take from this in your own like artistry?
Well, I'm definitely going to work even harder to share my music and my passion with the rest of the people that just now got introduced to who I am as a person, as an artist. And I definitely want to do a little Balkan tour, a little European tour. This summer even, but I think my album will be coming out in September, so...
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
so
maybe I'm gonna do a big single after Eurovision, and my goal is to do a very cool album until September. I mean, to release it in September. So this year is gonna be very eventful. It's not only Eurovision. I wanna work even harder now.
Yeah, no more working at KFC or anything like that.
No. There's no going back, as Baby Lasagna said.
Literally. And also, just speaking about that, are you missing your cat? Because I feel like, you know, you introduced us to it in your little Get to Know Me video, and since then we've like seen hardly anything. So we need an update on the cat.
We need an update on the cat. I made a group chat with 8 of my friends. It's called Snacks Feeding Time, and then they have to send me photos and updates and videos of her, and like, they need to go every day in the morning, in the afternoon to play with her. But I hear phantom cries. I'm like a mother without her child. Like,
it's so sad.
Like, I'm in my room, and I like hear a meow or something, but like, there's definitely no meowing on the 15th floor. But yeah, so I'm hearing Phantom cries like a crazy mother.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I miss my cat.
I miss that so much. Okay, guys, we need cat pictures. We need to make sure that like the cat is okay.
Yeah,
guys,
yeah, Snezhana needs to be okay.
Snezhana needs to get on it, okay.
Yeah, but also I wanted to bring her here, but they were like, yeah, it's not possible to bring any pets. So boo, let us bring our pets.
Let's bring the pets, why not? Yeah. Amazing. Well,
so she would be here on the table, literally.
Yeah, we would just be like, hi guys, yeah, here we are. Everything, amazing. Well, najlepsza chwała.
Hvala tebi.
I sretno I u polufinalu. It's gonna be finalu. It's gonna be fantastic to see you take to that stage and kill it on Tuesday.
Kill it, baby.
It's gonna be fantastic. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Love you.